Chicago Weekly, and our special guest of honor is Mr. Sune Thorleifsson, Director of Global Sea Freight Chartering in DSV, located in Aarhus, Denmark. First and foremost, Sune, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo.
As you know, with all my accused or interviewees, as you've seen before, I always allow them a chance to explain a little bit about their own shipping background leading up to their current role. So tell our listeners and readers around the world and viewers, who are you actually and what made you enter into shipping?
Yes, well, my dad also had a heavy lift owner. He was his heavy lift owners in the 80s. So there's always been a little bit blood, shipping blood in our family. But it was by coincidence that I applied for a trainee job in Svendborg with a cargo broker called Hude & Søn. Mm-hmm. And then when I got that, that was the entrance. That was in, I think it was in 1996 it was. Mm-hmm. I was then working there for 3 years. And then I got a job in Rotterdam with a broker, also in multi-purpose heavy lift called Coli Shipping. Mm-hmm. And I was working 2 years in Rotterdam. And they then gave us the opportunity to go to Asia. So we went to Singapore in 99. And we worked in Singapore up to 2004, also for Coli Shipping. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend at that time, but wife-to-be, we decided that we want to go back to Europe. And I got an opportunity at SAL in 2004, where I worked until 2012. And there I started up Combilift Chartering, which was the Combilift heavy lift vessels in Germany, in Steinkirchen, where also SAL at that time was situated.
Yeah.
And we did that until 2015, where after the two it was a joint venture with Hana Partners and J. Poulton Shipping, and they departed from each other, so that the joint venture there was dissolved, and then our job was not there anymore. So then I regained with SAL in 2015. And continue working there until last summer, where my family and I, we decided to go back to Denmark after being 21 years abroad. I then got an opportunity in my hometown, Aarhus, to head the chartering division of DSV.
That's quite an impressive career, Sune. I mean, 21 years abroad. I certainly can understand that you've seen most of the world. And do you feel happy now to be back in your native country?
Yes, I'm very happy to be back. It has never been the idea that we should stay so long in overseas. You know, when you're expat or when you're overseas, you go in period or in your life 3 or 5 years, and then we thought we were going back, but then suddenly it was 21 years, and then but coming back, and we do not regret it. We do not regret that we have been aboard, but we also do not regret that we are back. We are now, my wife and I, we are both from Aarhus, and our parents are from there, so close to the family, and it's very important.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you. Sooner or later, it gets becomes more and more important for all of us as we regrettably don't grow younger, you know.
No.
Tell me, Sune, your job in DSV, as you have a chartering experience and you are the director of this sector, do you then handle all of the chartering in the DSV group, which is really a global player now?
Yes, the chartering desk is a global chartering desk, meaning that all special vessels charter, multi-purpose, heavy lift, time charter, they are all going into the global chartering team. We have expanded that team last year. So there used to be two people doing this. We have then employed four more. I was number five. We've also had, we also included two in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. So today the team is eight broker, and we have just added a post fixture. So we are serving DSV on a global for all the tonnage which they need.
Okay, that's very impressive. And of course, it has escaped no one that DSV has been remarkably successful in joining and buying up other companies, which for many has been a problem because they have lost many good staffs. But DSV seems to have the golden or magic wand in joining other companies, meaning that you have a successful transition. How many people are you in the DSV group today?
I think if you take the whole group, I think we are slightly above 55,000.
Okay, that's a very respectable respectable number, I must say.
Yes.
Very impressive, Sune. And in your team, let's say the chartering team, what would be your total headcount, would you say, for chartering as such?
In terms of?
Yeah, I mean, how many you in Aarhus? You have a couple of guys in Shanghai.
Okay, yeah, we're sitting six here in the Aarhus office. Then we are two in the headquarters in Hedehusene, close to Copenhagen, okay. And then we are two in Shanghai, in China.
Okay, so about 10 people.
Yeah.
In a way, a chartering company in its own right, actually.
Yes.
That's great. Listen, another question that comes to mind. That means, let's say, I am working for the DSV Sydney office and I have a customer that has a heavy lift ship or need, then I would then go to you as the headquarter, or would I go to the nearest DSV office in Shanghai, I suppose? Or would
no, you will go to us here in Denmark. Okay. And then we will discuss the strategy, because some of the offices around the world, they have some good connections. So we are still maintaining a personal relationship with the local offices, but then we are discussing a plan how we are entering the market, if it's going to be via us partly or 100%. And then when it comes to a booking, then of course that they are then enjoying what we can offer. We can offer with some carrier, we have special payment terms. We have a general contract which is negotiated, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing insurance here, the charter's liability insurance. Oh, yeah. That we are all doing here. In order that we know that everything is insured, and we know that it is put in a package of which DSV is profitable for.
Yeah, I understand clearly. I'm not specifically a charter specialist myself, because shipping has a lot of different aspects, and I was not really educated in that. So I have a little question for my own education to ask you. What does a guy, you mentioned post fixture, what does that guy do? I'm sure many of our viewers would like to know.
What we are doing is, when the chartering guys, that when they have come to a conclusion and when they have negotiated the terms and condition and has been made a recap, then they are handing it over to the post fiction. The mm-hmm. post fiction is then collecting all the information that could be from the ship owner, or that can be internally from DSV. The post fixture is also making sure that nomination of vessels is being done as per contract. They make sure that the notification is being followed as the contract. And when the time is right, then they are handing it over to our operation department, which then is taking care of the loading, the transit and the discharging of the cargo. So it is to connect the chartering with the operation, so that we can standardize and we can put it into a nice package, and a package which is equally the same all the time, so that the operation have a very easier task to take it over and then do the operation when the vessel is arriving in the loading port.
Okay, it sounds like an ideal fit for the customers, that they know they get a high quality each time and not sometimes from you. Sounds very well planned to me. How would you see the market at the moment? Of course, we all know COVID, and nobody has escaped the fact that we even see break bulk ships fully loaded with containers now coming back from Asia. It sounds to me that it's like a crazy market at the moment. Can you
explain? We have seen in since November last year. There we saw the lack of container vessels. So we saw that the container, the liner vessels and the container and also DSV, that we went out and we chartered multi-purpose vessels to carry containers in order to be able to serve the clients with the goods coming out from Asia, especially from Asia into the US, but also into Europe. Mm-hmm. So that had an effect on the supply, available supply. But we can now see that also, because of the shortage of equipment container itself, then mm-hmm. some of the commodities like steel or timber or even bulk has now moved from containers back to multi-purpose and bulk of vessels. So we can see that the demand is rising, but the supply is getting a little bit light, and that of course has, for DSV point of view, a relatively negative impact on the freight rate, mm-hmm. because we can see that the freight rates generally is rising for all the trades which we are in.
Right. So that means it's a market. I saw some numbers that the charter rates for some ships are higher than they have been in 13 years. I mean, if we go back 1.5 years, the ship owners were very hungry. Now they don't seem to be so hungry. Is that what you see as well? Or?
That is exactly what we see on a global scheme. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's suddenly the bad days are forgotten and the nose is in the sky.
Yeah. But I see it as okay. Yes. It's tough at the moment, but now the ship owner is getting money again. Now they can write black figures. Yeah. And now it's of course also, I think, on all the ship owners, it's time to renew the fleet, because the renewal of fleet has basically been close to non-existent in the multi-purpose world for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So now when the owner is having money again, then of course they're looking at renew their fleet, which will be also more economical vessels coming out. So I think everybody will benefit on the long run. Some this is happening, but of course this year it's a very tough year for us to meet the budget which we have with the owner, which of course is trying to squeeze as much that they can out of it, and that's fair enough, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, that's what we love about shipping, that it's never boring and we cannot predict what happens tomorrow, I suppose.
No.
How do you find the loadings that you do? The ship you have in your background picture there certainly shows one of the big commodities, renewables. Do you see that renewables, is that the single biggest project cargo, let's say, commodity being moved today, would you say?
I think the presently, yes. For the multi-purpose sector, yes. I think all of the big three windmill manufacturers, they're all having record numbers which they have to move in 2021. Yeah. So I think that is a big factor here. Oil and gas, as we know, has been the big project, as many of them has been frozen for years. They are starting up. We can also see here in Mozambique, they are slowly starting. Mm-hmm. But in January, in 2020 and 2021, I think renewable is a big driver where the fleet is going.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly, I've noticed here, I'm located in Sweden myself, and I think it was just last week I visited the port of Karlshamn, where one of the UHL vessels, I think actually chartered by you, came in to discharge these wind turbine blades, and the size of them, it's just incredible, 72 meters, and I even heard that they are now talking about offshore wind with up to 100 meter long blades. It's kind of unbelievable if you think back a few years, wouldn't you say?
It's absolute. And when you're talking of these dimensions, and if you go offshore with the offshore mill, also with the weights, then suddenly the means of transportation is very limited. We need the ship owner out there to start investing in new vessels so that we can continue moving all the windmill equipment.
Right. Has there any, I'm just throwing a question out in the sky here to you. Has there any ever been thoughts from the side of DSV to consider having a couple of ships of your own with the quantities that you do move?
No, DSV is asset light. It has always been that, and that is in their DNA. So no, not at all.
And also another introduction or question to you. DSV, when did that actually start? And if my memory tells me right, as a native Dane as well, it used to be a trucking company from the beginning, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it started in 74 by seven truckers. Okay. And then they started together. I think the philosophy was all the profit we use that in order to expand and buy competition. Wow. And over the years, this is where we are today.
I must say, from that until 55,000 staff, it sounds to me like it was a good philosophy.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. And how does it feel for you, if I may ask? You come from, let's say, the ship owner side, and now you sit, let's say, on the other side of the table. Has that been a difficult transition for you?
No, because the contracts and the vessels which we're using here in DSV, coming from the ship owner with whom I've been working for, it's very similar. So let's say the day-to-day is the same, the negotiation is the same. Yes, now I'm sitting on the other side of the table, the envelope on which we are working is practically the same. Of course, now I've been sitting on a ship owner where we are basically have difficulties making a profit for the last 7-8 years. And now I shifted, and now suddenly they're making a lot of profit. So the question is that because of me, or is it because of the market?
I would have asked myself the same question if I were you. It yes. has to be something to do with you, because yes. it seems exactly when you moved that.
Yeah, then it started.
Well, who knows? Maybe you are destined for higher things soon. Yeah. finally, the last question before we wrap this nice interview up. Tell me, what do you like the most now? But having been away 21 years, what is, let's say, the first things you feel about being back to Denmark? What comes first to mind? Is it the closeness to open sandwiches, or what is the first feeling of being home?
It's nice to be home. It's nice to be home in your home city, in Aarhus, where I am. Then it's nice to be close to work. I have 6 kilometers to work, so I take my bike every day and I go biking. Of course, we have had here in January, we have had some snow, so there's been days where I've not been biking, but usually I've been biking to work. Then, of course, working from a Danish company, and wherever you go for the last 10, 15 years, DSV has always been in the headline in Denmark. So it is a privilege to be working inside such a company. So putting all this together, I cannot highlight which is the most important, but it just seems like put it all nice. A nice puzzle is just a beautiful picture of it all when, as we have returned. And I'm super happy about it. I of course look forward to Corona is over so that we can go out and to a restaurant or to a bar, or we can go traveling again. But besides that, then I think all these items coming into play is just what makes it at the moment very nice.
Yeah, no, it's good to hear. I left Denmark also. I've been away some 20 years, but of course I was not living so far away as you have been. I'm Stockholm, and Sweden is pretty close to Denmark, so it's not really abroad in the same way. but that's good, Sune. I know how you feel, and it's really great to see you here, and also see you are happy. You are full of let's say contentment with your position and the work you are doing, and you certainly have your hands full. I want to say formally many thanks, Sune, for joining this interview.
Thank you very much for being part of this.
Okay. And to all our listeners, viewers, readers around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Sune Thorleifsson, the Director of Global Sea Chartering at DSV in Aarhus, Denmark. Thank you very much, and see you soon for further interviews. Thank you.
Thank you.